We're going to get an early start on the best 5 minutes of the day. We may run a little long. Yesterday, covering Larry Krabs Inside Out, we went close to 7 minutes, but don't tell management. Good morning.
Good morning.
Now, they've never pressed me about that, so there we go.
Well, that's good.
Yeah.
That's good.
Yeah.
Nobody pays attention at this time of the day.
That's a good one. Oh, well, it's good. And I love connecting with the early risers, don't you?
Absolutely. Uh-huh. Yeah. You know, I've said there's a certain kinship that comes from with people who are up when the sun is not yet. So it's always grateful for people who are listening in at this time.
Having said that, I did not want to get up this morning. One of my dogs is in heat, and that really stirs the other dog, and they're just up and down. And it was a late night with basketball, and so there's my story this morning. So.
Well, you're awake, maybe barely, but yeah. I'm glad to be talking with you.
Thank you. I've had my morning mocha, my burrito, my egg. I'm ready to go. So,
very good.
Okay. What Larry Crabb book are we on today?
Men and Women.
Yeah.
So this is, I think, the first one you and I did talked about on Crabb Conversations years ago.
Right.
Which folks may not know about, but... this was one of the books he touched on with gender roles, which he explored a couple times in different books. But really kind of exploring relationships between men and women,
mm-hmm.
Especially in the latter half of the book. But there's a lot that just applies to all of us, right? I think the one idea that really stood out in this book that you and I have talked about frequently is this idea of justified self-centeredness.
Mm.
And it's this idea that we act in self-centered ways and then find ways to justify or rationalize why we're self-centered.
Mm-hmm.
And so this shows up so often in relationships.
He's got some of the best. I mean, I'm particularly a fan of the first half of the book. I've read that and underlined it and highlighted it a lot more. There is great stuff there. He'll give like actual marital examples and, you know, he'll give you those stories and illustrations. But he's got some of the best quotes, his own and other people's, on self-centeredness. And that's the one that got me into self-obsession and self-centeredness to God obsession. Yep. And other-centeredness is the definition of sanctification. That book stirred that for me. So.
Yeah, and that's, you know, that's one of the phrases that I immediately associate with you.
Uh-huh.
And... clearly, it's a Crabb idea.
Yeah,
has been shaped by that. If you have familiarity with his books, but definitely a good one for people to check out. Even if you're not particularly interested in the men and women aspect, which he does touch on in there, you know, how we're gendered image bearers,
mm-hmm.
but just that idea of self-centeredness is so. Central to the book.
And one other line that he says there, we'll let it go, but the idea of that Christianity has this celebration of forgiveness, that we are, you know, that we've fallen so far short, and that it's a celebration of your forgiveness. And I'm not saying it can't be more than that, but that's a great starting point of what it is, right?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. For sure.
All right.
Yep.
Let's try to do Philippians 3:2-6. Start us off.
All right. Watch out for those dogs. Those people who do evil, those mutilators who say you must be circumcised to be saved. For we who worship by the Spirit of God are the ones who are truly circumcised. We rely on what Christ Jesus has done for us. We put no confidence in human effort, though I could have confidence in my own effort if anyone could. Indeed, if others have reason for confidence in their own efforts, I have even more. I was circumcised when I was 8 days old. I'm a pure blood citizen of Israel and a member of the tribe of Benjamin, a real Hebrew if there ever was one. I was a member of the Pharisees who demand the strictest obedience to the Jewish law. I was so zealous that I harshly persecuted the church. And as for righteousness, I obeyed the law without fault.
You know, I thought your response on this was one paragraph. I'm wrong. It's three, so I'll do what we can here. But that's a lot of scripture, so here we go. He breaks it down in the Letters to the Beloved. Jason does. Beware of legalists who add rules to rules, which is evil. It is my grace that saves you, not any outward action. My Holy Spirit's signature covers your heart, marking you beloved. Your assurance is not based on your behavior, but upon my Son and his holiness. Let's leave the other two paragraphs for tomorrow. But
okay.
Boy, sure. That first line, let me read it again. Beware of legalists who add rules to rules, which is evil. That stands out.
Yeah. I think what stands out for me, I think there's this desperation to make sure people are right with God.
Mm-hmm.
And in doing so, we turn toward rules and law keeping mm-hmm. rather than love, mm-hmm. grace, humility, and those sorts of things. And I think that's partly what Paul is getting at there.
I know someone close to me who was in a Christian organization that had a lot of rules, and ultimately this individual who I love very much got booted out of the organization for a rule that wasn't one of the many listed. So I guess that's what comes to mind when you read that there.
Yep,
so,
absolutely.
All right. Cool. What do you do? Maybe tomorrow's question is, what do you do when you've been deeply wounded by other Christians? We'll let you think about that for 23 hours and 55 minutes, and we'll talk to you tomorrow here. We don't give him easy questions. I mean, he's got doctor in front of his name. All right. First and foremost, we got a birthday today. Matthew Pagel, turning 15 today. Happy birthday, Matthew. Hope it's your best birthday yet. In fact, we've got a special tune for you.
1, 2, 3, 4.
Happy birthday.
It's your birthday.
Yeah, Matthew, happy birthday. And you got a great mom thinking about you and messaging you guys yesterday about giving you a birthday shout-out this morning. So have a terrific birthday. All right. Meanwhile, others we learn about through Facebook, our friend Jerry Kortuma in Liberia, turning 47 today. Sharon Paz, happy birthday. Simon Larson, Jim Hauser over from the Abbotsford area, and Bill Custer. Great. Boy, those are two great men of God. I'm talking about pillars. Jim Hauser, Bill Custer, great brothers in the Lord. They probably don't know each other. I'm privileged to know them both and wish them both a happy birthday. Others with birthdays today include composer, conductor John Williams, 91. We mentioned him recently with doing the Lost in Space theme, but oh, so much. You know, got to be best known Star Wars, but he's done like the theme for NBC News. Just so much. 91 today. What a talent. Newsman Ted Koppel, so many years, the anchor on Nightline. Kind of started there in the late 70s with the Iran hostage crisis, and then the show just kept going for so many years. Ted Koppel, 83. Meanwhile, Nick Nolte, the actor, turning 82. Comedian Robert Klein, 81. Creed Bratton, Creed on The Office, is 80. Mary Steenburgen from Back to the Future 3, which was unfortunately got to be the week of those three. Anyhow, and the movie and book club is 70. Married to Ted Danson, right, I believe. Author John Grisham, 68. Boy, he's written a ton, hasn't he? Vince Neil of Motley Crue, 62. Susan Meisner from Billions and the Americans, 52. Seth Green from Austin Powers is 49. William Jackson Harper, Chidi on The Good Place, 43. Cecily Strong from Saturday Night Live, 39. And surfer Bethany Hamilton, who's been in the news here recently, not going to compete against transgender surfers. Bethany Hamilton, 33 now. They made a movie about her story. The promise of the day, Psalm 32:8. I will look after you and teach you the way that is best. That's Psalm 32:8. I will look after you and teach you the way that is best. Go check out the devotion that goes with that at 365promises.com. It's promise number 39 on the year. A Wednesday, WWIB Win It Wednesday, and we started a game last week celebrating 50 years of broadcasting here in western Wisconsin to this part of the state and the world with the live stream at WIB.com and such. And so what did we do, Caleb?
Well, we gave you really 1 second mm-hmm. of a mystery song and said you need to tell us what year out of the 50 years of broadcasting that WWIB has been graced to provide. What year did that song come from? Without telling you the name or the artist of the song, so you have to identify that and figure out what year it was. Or you can just, you know, blind squirrels find nuts, too. You can just guess the year.
And so we did, in fact, get a winner, Linda in Chippewa Falls, last week. And so what we did last week that we're not going to do today was we would tell you later, earlier. We were kind of working like higher, lower, except later, earlier. This time around, you just guessed the year. We're not helping you.
We're not. So you've got 50 options.
Yeah.
What year did this come from? Well, first, the prize today. Yeah. Good prize today.
I've got a light blue hat, and it says, "If the Lord builds the house." So there
from
you
Hope
go.
Hope Darst, very stylish.
Brand new song from her, great song. And also, how about top worship song? This CD, it's got 15 different songs on it. Some of them live, many of them live. So worship songs from the likes of Matt Redman, Hillsong Worship, Mac Brock, Mandisa, and others.
All right, so 715-723-2555. We are looking for a year. Uh-huh. 715-723-2555. Let's play the mystery song.
One
celebrating
second.
50 years of WWIB. When did this song come out?
Some That's a of whole you, second.
Yeah, some of you may be clueless. Some may say, I know what that is.
Even
what
as you
year?
Play it, I'm wondering if I put too much in there.
I kind of wonder. 715-723-2555. I really don't know if this is going to be absolutely familiar and some people are going to know right away and say, I know where I was. I know when I first started listening to that song. Or if it's really going to stump people. That's the fun of this game because we truly don't know.
Guess the year. We've been on 50 years. We're celebrating all year long. It's a big party. So 723-2555, guess the year that song came out.
What year did this song come out? All right, we've got somebody coming on the line right now at 715-723-2555. Good morning, WWIB, on a Win It Wednesday. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Krista from Colfax.
All right, Krista from Colfax. When did that song come out? What year?
1980.
Incorrect, Krista, but thank you for the guess.
It's a great guess.
715-723-2555. Krista, you can call back, by the way. 715-723-2555.
Unlike last week, we're not saying later or earlier. We're just saying good guess.
Good morning. What's your name? Where are you calling from? Well, they were there. All right, let's try it. Good morning, WWIB. You're on a Win It Wednesday on the WIB Wake Up Show. What's your name? Where are you calling from today?
Brian, Chippewa Falls.
All right, Brian from Chippewa Falls. This song, what year did that come out, Brian?
1981.
Got it. Our first guesser, Krista, was so close. Brian from Chippewa Falls, where were you in 1981?
Oh, I was 2 years old.
I'm not sure where I was.
Do you remember listening to that in your playpen?
I don't think I remember it then, but I remember on Saturdays an awful lot in the past few years.
Yeah. Absolutely. You'd hear that song a lot with Steve Snyder. We've got prizes for you, so hang on the line. But you know the song. What is it, Brian, from Chippewa Falls?
The Coloring Song.
The Coloring Song by Petra from 1981 on a Win It Wednesday here on WWIB, where we are family celebrating 50 years.
Someone who loved us so. He's the perfect man. He's the Lord's own son. He's the Lamb of God. He's the only one that can give us life, that can make us grow, that can make the love between us flow.
737, 23 degrees, and a lot of you have been paying attention the last couple days to our social media here on the air when we told you, be listening for that special sounder from Jesus Revolution. Maybe the most anticipated faith-based film, at least probably in the last decade or so, right up there with I Can Only Imagine, and I Still Believe. It's made by the creators of I Can Only Imagine. Cannot wait for our special event. And we've been telling you, listen for that sounder because we're doing something very special on opening night, a WWIB sold-out premiere event, and Sherry from Bloomer just won two tickets to that sold-out showing, an exclusive premiere event of Jesus Revolution, February 22nd at Micon Cinemas in Chippewa Falls. So, Sherry, you'll enjoy appetizers from the Micon VIP Lounge and coffee samples from Whirlybird Coffee Co. And guess what? Your ticket also doubles as your entry for prize drawings before the show because we do it up big here at WWIB. So here's all the things, Sherry, that you now could win. A $500 certificate for tires from Courtesy Ford of Stanley, a brand new glider rocker from Economy Furniture, 3 months of unlimited movies from Micon Cinemas, a gift basket, beautiful, from Canine and Feline Dorms in Altoona, an escape room adventure for four, a pair of tickets to OneFest 2023, and along with other prizes. We have a two-night stay and play for a family of five at Metropolis Resort, Chaos Water Park in Action City, worth over $800. Sherry, you're eligible for all of those as you and a guest join us February 22nd for our premier event, Jesus Revolution. All this fun brought to you thanks to Visiting Angels, Whirlybird Coffee Co., Canine and Feline Dorms Boarding, Grooming, and Water Park of Altoona, Synergy Retirement Planning and Strategies of Menominee, and the all-new courtesy Ford of Stanley. Friends, keep listening. We've got a lot more people to get in because, again, we bought out an entire showing of Jesus Revolution, and we are giving those tickets away to you. So keep listening to WWIB for your chance to win. Also, Sherry said, I have a special song request in memory of her mother. This is Michael W. Smith, I'll Fly Away. WWIB, we are family. We're glad you're part of it, Sherry.
The Whip Wake Up Show, WWIB. We have some fun from time to time with things like this. Crazy late work excuses. These are memorable excuses that hiring managers have actually heard from tardy employees.
And so, again, we bring these to you because this is real life and sometimes truth is stranger than fiction. For instance, employee dropped her purse into a coin-operated newspaper box and couldn't retrieve it without change, which was in the purse.
Oh, man.
What? I mean, and that is like, sometimes I'm sure these managers are like, really? Are you really telling the truth? That one is so out there. It has to be true, right?
If I was her, I would have prefaced it with, you're not going to believe this.
But.
Right? Yeah, another one. An employee accidentally left the apartment with his roommate's girlfriend's shoes on and had to go back to change. He didn't notice?
I guess he just slipped them on. Crazy late work excuses. These actually happened, or at least they were stories that were told. One employee's spouse was angry at him, and so she'd frozen his truck keys in a glass of water in the freezer.
Wow.
Okay, maybe get counseling.
That is different. An employee got a late start because she was putting a raincoat on her cement duck in her front yard.
What?
Because rain was expected later that day.
That's been a very new cement. Crazy work excuses for being late. Employee's car wouldn't start, and yeah.
Yeah, an employee attempted to cut his own hair before work, and the clipper stopped working, so he had to wait until the barbershop opened to fix his hair.
Cannot show up to work looking like this.
This is crazy.
This one, a bear attacked an employee's car, and that's, I guess, why it wouldn't start. He says he had photographic evidence. Like, you're not going to believe this, but seriously, a bear attacked my car, and I have photographs to prove it.
There you go. And finally, an employee drove to her previous employer by mistake.
Oh,
you know,
dear.
It can happen. It can happen.
Now, here's the best work excuse. If you are late, it's like, you know what? On the Whip Wake Up Show, they were talking about something so funny. I just had to stay in the car. Mm-hmm. I just had to until they finished.
There you go.
Well, now you can go in and be on time. It's cool.
The Whip Wake Up Show, Super Bowl 57 coming up on Sunday. We wish the Packers were in it, but maybe next year. But we got the Super Bowl, some Super Bowl numbers for you this morning. For instance, the NFL and law enforcement have planned for 22 months to entertain and protect fans in Arizona.
Almost 2 years worth of preparation for this one event. Phoenix is the host of the Super Bowl. They're hosting their fourth Super Bowl and their second since 2015.
The Super Bowl host committee estimates an economic impact of more than, get this now, $500 million into Phoenix, Scottsdale, Mesa, and other nearby communities thanks to the influx of visitors.
However, dueling economic factoids here because economist Victor Matheson estimates the big game brings in only $30 to $130 million.
It's such a downer, Victor.
Either way, it's a lot.
More than 200 countries will broadcast the game.
Super Bowl by the numbers here in the Whip Wake Up Show. It seems every year we hear that billions tune in globally to watch the Super Bowl. The actual number is about a quarter billion, about 250 million people.
Still a lot.
That's a lot of people.
Still a lot. More than 40 federal, state, and local law enforcement agencies are a part of the security effort in the Phoenix area.
The U.S. Navy will conduct a flyover of State Farm Stadium during the national anthem with female aviators as part of the formation to commemorate 50 years of women flying for that branch of the armed forces.
How cool. The Department of Homeland Security has given Super Bowls its highest risk designation level, SEER 1, for more than two decades.
I think I'm glad that I'm watching that from home.
Wow.
More than 70,000 fans are expected to attend the game. Another 45,000 people receive credentials to work this week. That is a lot of credentials.
Mm-hmm. Employees will start to arrive about 4 a.m. on Sunday.
Close to 1 million pounds of grass was installed at State Farm Stadium. That grass was grown at a farm in Scottsdale specifically for the Super Bowl. You know, and then there's the whole, like, old guy, you know, get off my lawn.
Yeah.
It's like, That's the Super Bowl grass. Get off that.
And sticking with the grass, more than 500 rolls of sod measuring about 3.5 feet wide and 40 feet long were trucked into the stadium and installed over 3 days last month.
Crazy.
You're so informed now for the big game.
Yes, you are. Again, if the game is boring conversation lulls, we've given you these facts and figures so that you're ready to keep the conversation going around the pretzels.
And head back to the Super Bowl buffet table and eat some more.
That's Richland good mood, and hopefully Cheryl from Eau Claire is in a good mood now. Man, I love it how much you guys call when you hear that Jesus Revolution sounder. The phones just kept ringing and ringing and ringing, but it was Cheryl from Eau Claire who is caller number 3. Congratulations, Cheryl. You just won 2 tickets to our sold-out showing, an exclusive premiere event of Jesus Revolution February 22nd at Mycon Cinemas in Chippewa Falls. Again, there are other showings out there, but if you want to go to ours, you have to win your way in.
All right, well, it is February 8th and Valentine's Day, 6 days away, and just got some helpful hints here this morning, particularly for the guys, because let's face it, I mean, I've acknowledged freely I'm a procrastinator, and we can wait and all of a sudden go, wow, it's February 14th, next Tuesday, and all of a sudden go, and you're in a line trying to get flowers, and then they're maybe low on cards. And that
having worked in retail for a lot of years, can confirm.
It's real. So here we go, just some helpful hints here. For instance, don't forget the day.
Sure. Right?
It sounds silly to think that someone could forget it's Valentine's Day, but rest assured they can. Men and women alike can get busy and lose track of the date. Make a note, mark your calendar, write it on your hand. Don't forget February 14th.
Another thing to do is maybe don't deliberately be cheap, all right? So not everyone is going to have a huge Valentine's Day budget, but if there ever was a day that maybe you go a little bit higher in terms saying, hey, maybe we can set aside the frugality or the thriftiness for just a little bit. It might be now. Don't make it obvious if you're being cheap, unless it's for humor purposes, I guess.
You know, even as we're doing this, I'm thinking back to it. It a lot of times can depend on where your relationship is at. Like when I first was dating my wife, her birthday is January 24th, and then 3 weeks later was Valentine's Day. I think I did it up really, you know. I don't know if you can ever do it as big as you do when you're first dating.
Right, right.
Anyhow, that just comes to mind. Another one, don't buy a generic gift. Finding a gift for the one you love can be difficult. It's common to wait until the last minute to buy the gift, which will dramatically decrease your chances of finding the best one. So try not to buy just a generic one. Be thoughtful. What is she really like?
And I think this goes back to it, like, cheap means different things to different people, right? So something thoughtful doesn't have to be expensive if that's something that you're not in a position to afford. But there can be a lot of thought in something simple.
Yeah.
All right. A couple more things that maybe not to do around Valentine's Day. Don't forget to make reservations. Mm-hmm. If that was something you want to go out someplace nice, don't forget to make the reservations. Valentine's Day should be obvious, but it books up very quickly.
Yeah, again, some restaurants don't take reservations, but if you show up at a really nice place, don't be surprised that there's a lot of people out to eat on Valentine's. Another one, don't forget to, finally, to cater to their needs. Valentine's Day is not only about love, it's about showing affection and catering to your special someone's every whim. So, you know, maybe breakfast in bed, whatever it might be.
Yes.
Something special.
Something special. And then maybe don't follow the same routines is another tip as well, too. So some of the same places that you usually go, change it up a little bit. This would be the time to say, hey, let's try a different restaurant. Maybe something that we might not like, but at least we tried it together.
There you go.
All right. There we go. A few tips for Valentine's Day as we get closer. I actually did, because I've got kids as well, too. And I've got a 5-year-old daughter who has been reminding me about Valentine's Day coming up. And so I did take care of the sweets last night and hid them. Nora, I'm not going to tell you where they are because I know you will eat them.